Burger King hid their ingredient list for years, but I just got a hold of it. You're not gonna believe what is in the Whopper, guys. In this video, I'm gonna show you what's in the spicy royal chicken sandwich, the chocolate shake, the French fries, 17 ingredients, and the frozen Fanta strawberry freezy. It's gross. The frozen Fanta strawberry freezy contains a dye that is now banned in California. Come on, you gotta see this. You don't wanna eat here. Can I get a Whopper, the Royal Spicy Chicken Sandwich, a large fries, and then a chocolate shake? Yeah. Let's do the high C orange freezy. What's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing? Okay, so we have the new garlic fries, which are, they're chicken fries.
Uh-huh.
Garlic, I don't know if you like garlic, I like those. And the tots, the ranch tots.
Like tater tots?
Yeah.
I used to love tater tots when I was a kid. I don't eat them anymore, but...
Okay, you wanna try those?
No, I'm good, I'm good. Maybe next time. Just that, what we got is perfect.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect, thank you, man. How do you guys cook the burger? Is it cooked in oil?
No, in the broiler.
In the broiler?
Yeah.
It's a grill.
Yeah.
It's just like... Is the Whopper like 100% beef?
Yes, it's 100% beef.
100% beef, and then it's just cooked on a grill with no oil. That's cool. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
What's the best thing here, do you think?
Chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich? The spicy one or the regular one? The royal crispy chicken sandwich?
The original.
The original. All right, cool. All right, guys, here's the spread. 5 items, a Whopper, a royal spicy chicken sandwich, the French fries, a high C freezy, because they didn't have the strawberry, and a chocolate milkshake. In the bun of this burger, there is an ingredient that is banned in the European Union, in the UK, in Australia, all over the world. This bun ingredient is banned, but it's allowed in the United States. At the end of this video, you're gonna be asking yourself, why does anybody even eat this stuff? But I get it. It tastes good, it's fast, it's reasonably cheap. This cost me $24 for all this food, but listen, here's the deal. I'm gonna show you this at the end of the video. For $24, you could go to Safeway, you could go to Walmart or Target and get real foods and make a burger, you could make potatoes, you could make milk with honey, and you could eat a lunch that's far healthier than this for a fraction of the cost. It's gonna take a little more time and preparation, but you're gonna be way better off in the long term. So let's get into it. Okay, let's start with the Whopper, the classic Burger King hamburger. It's flame broiled. The guy at the checkout was really nice. He confirmed that the beef patty is 100% beef. They don't cook the beef patty in seed oils, but if you look at the ingredients on the website for the Whopper, the salt and pepper seasoning they use actually contains seed oils. I don't know why a salt and pepper seasoning needs to contain canola oil. This is a 100% beef patty, flame broiled, so not cooked in seed oils, but the salt and pepper seasoning they use on this actually contains canola oil. But this isn't even the worst of it, guys. We're gonna get into it. So that's the patty. First thing we've got on the patty are these pickles and ketchup. Pickles should be cucumbers and salt and vinegar. These have 9 ingredients, guys. These pickles are cucumbers, salt, and vinegar, plus calcium chloride, preservative, sodium benzoate, preservative, often polysorbate 80, which is a type of emulsifier, gives it texture, and there are often artificial colors in these pickles. The problem here is that all of these ingredients are things that your great-grandmother wouldn't recognize. And if you look at the research, all of these can potentially be harmful for humans. This is an experiment. We don't know what these things do in the human body, and that's the problem. Then we've got onions. Those are pure onions, thankfully. We've got some lettuce. That's pure lettuce. And we've got some tomatoes. Those are pure tomatoes. That's all good. And then you can see this sort of Whopper sauce here, which is a mayonnaise along this ketchup and lettuce. First ingredient in the mayonnaise, soybean oil. That's the same as McDonald's, the same as everywhere. You can make mayonnaise in a culinarily impressive way with egg yolks and vinegar and salt, but all the restaurants, most of what you find in grocery stores is cheap garbage mayonnaise made with soybean oil as the first ingredient. Seed oils like soybean oil are industrially refined. They are highly processed, heated, ground up, degummed, extracted with hexane, and then distilled to remove all of the horrible flavors and rancid oils that are created in the process. If you've never seen videos of how seed oils are made, it's disgusting. And I think that's probably gonna be enough to convince you that you should not be eating these oils. What should you be eating instead? Good quality olive oil, butter, tallow. These are natural fats that humans have eaten forever. I didn't realize this, but my Whopper doesn't have cheese. So no Whopper is complete without cheese. What's in the cheese? This is American, quote, cheese. It can't actually legally be called cheese because it doesn't contain enough dairy to be called cheese. It's a cheese product. What's in here? 11 ingredients. Cheese should not have 11 ingredients. It should have 2 ingredients, right? It should have milk and cultures. What's in here? Artificial colors, soy lecithin, natamycin, which is an antifungal. When you're filling your gut full of antifungal compounds, this could definitely disrupt the delicate balance of your gut flora. We don't want to be eating antifungal compounds. Also, shredded cheese in the grocery store commonly contains natamycin. Not a good thing. And the reason they put it in here? Because this is so highly processed and it sits on shelves so long that without it, you'll get moldy cheese. So there's my fake American cheese on there. And we have come to the worst part of the burger. You may not believe it. The bun is actually the worst part. The bun contains many ingredients. About 40 ingredients go into this bun. There are multiple seed oils in this bun, and there is potassium iodate. What is potassium iodate? Well, it's potassium plus iodine. It's a salt of potassium and iodine. What's crazy about this is potassium iodate is banned in buns all over the world. The European Union, UK, Australia, Asia. Why? Because according to the FDA, Burger King can put up to 3 milligrams of potassium iodate in this bun. That's over 1,000 micrograms of iodine. And you might say, great, iodine's a nutrient. Yeah, but the RDA for iodine is 150 micrograms per day. You only need a little bit of iodine per day. 1,000 micrograms of iodine just in a bun? Well, nobody's gonna get hypothyroidism, but you might get hyperthyroidism. Too much iodine can be toxic to the thyroid gland. We don't know how many people are getting iodine overload from potassium iodate in buns used as a dough conditioner. That's pretty scary. You never think about these things, but this is the problem with ultra-processed food. A bun that has 40 ingredients is going to have ingredients that are harmful for you, hands down. The buns also contain azodicarbonamide, which is an ingredient found in yoga mats. What else is in the bun? Let me enumerate the hard to pronounce things. Calcium peroxide, it's a dough bleaching agent, mono and diglycerides, which can dissolve the mucus layer of your gut. That's not good for you. They act like a soap. There's also datem, D-A-T-E-M, which is dough conditioner that people have concerns about. The list is so long, guys, you get the idea. I'll put the list here of what's in this bun. You can read it yourself. At this point, you should realize 85 ingredients, very few of which your great grandmother would recognize. That's what's in a Whopper. That's just frankly scary. Let's move on to the spicy royal chicken sandwich. This guy, let's see what's in there. This guy looks special. I've done 3 videos in this series, guys. The first one, McDonald's, has over 5 million views. Chick-fil-A, and this is the 3rd video in this series. And of all of those videos I've done, this spicy royal chicken sandwich from Burger King has the most ingredients. 120 ingredients between the bun, the sauces, the chicken, the breading. That's crazy. There's no way that that is good for you as a human. Let's break it down. So what's crazy about this is there are 3 different sauces. There's a mayonnaise, a royal sauce, and a spicy glaze. I don't quite know how that works, but I'm pretty sure this is the royal sauce or the spicy glaze right here. And you know this chicken is not fully real chicken. We'll get into that. And there are multiple layers of breading on here with flour, and oils and emulsifiers and gums. But the spicy glaze sauce contains multiple different types of seed oils. Again, cue the clip of how seed oils are made. Here's the deal. Burger King and multiple other fast food restaurants used to do partially hydrogenated oils. That's a trans fat. Those are banned. So how do they get around this? They use fully hydrogenated soybean oil and regular seed oils. This is called an inter-esterified oil. They're mixing a fully hydrogenated oil and a regular seed oil. The problem here is that there are studies showing that when you eat these inter-esterified oils, they can mess up your metabolism. They can cause a rise in fasting glucose up to 20%, and they can decrease insulin secretion. That's what you call a metabolic nightmare. So these oils are simply not good for humans. They're nothing we would have ever eaten, and that is why we're becoming fat, sick, and unhealthy. But that's just the beginning. Next, you've got the royal sauce. The royal sauce has 25 different ingredients, with maltodextrin, sugar, multiple natural flavors, xanthan gum, which is another thickening gum, which could potentially be harmful for the gut. You've got the mayonnaise, which is gonna have more seed oils in it. And then you've got the chicken breading. So what's in the chicken breading? There's 3 different coats of batter on this thing, each of them with multiple flours and leavening agents. Again, just longer and longer and longer lists. You do have a few things in here that are actually single ingredients though. You've got one tomato slice, the other one might have fallen out. You've got a little bit of lettuce amidst the royal sauce, the mayonnaise, and the spicy chicken glaze. But here, let's look on the bottom part here. You can see the mayonnaise, the glaze. Let's rip open this chicken and see what's in here. The good news is that I think that's actually real chicken. The bad news is that you're not gonna get that real chicken without going through all of this breading full of starches, modified food starches, leavening agents, fried in seed oils with multiple different types of flour. I've channeled my 6-year-old self and ripped apart this food and made my hands incredibly dirty. I feel like I'm finger painting now. I gotta clean my hands off and we're gonna move on to fries. If you actually want to know how to eat healthfully, check out my website, paulsaladinomd.com. There's a free quiz there, multiple starter dietary guides to get you started on your health journey. This is not the way to get healthy. This is a quick ticket to obesity and diabetes and a lifelong prescription of Ozempic or Mounjaro. If you actually want to know how to be healthy and to be ripped and fertile and sexy, check out paulsaladinomd.com. Free quiz, free dietary starter guides there for you all. And if you find this valuable, entertaining, please leave me a like. Look at how dirty I got my hands for you, and subscribe and share this with people that you know who eat at Burger King and are eating absolute garbage. I have cleansed my hands and now we're on to the fries. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure they taste amazing and they're beautiful, but these are not health promoting for humans. And I think that these are the type of things, along with all the other foods that I'm showing you here, that have created the health epidemic in America. So 17 ingredients, what could possibly be in here? Multiple different seed oils. The problem is that when you heat seed oils, as if they weren't bad enough to begin with all of the oxidation of the oil, with the processing of the oil. When you heat seed oils, they become oxidized, rancid, and or rusted very quickly. So these are cooked in very rancid oil. I've asked Burger King, I've asked In-N-Out, I've asked McDonald's, how often do you change your fryer oil? They change the fryer oil once a week. So who knows when the fryer oil for these fries were last changed, but these fries are cooked in seed oils that have been fried in oils for 16 plus hours a day for 6 to 7 days. And furthermore, to prove to you guys, these are nothing more than a science experiment that should never be eaten by humans. They also contain the ingredient dimethyl polysiloxane, which is a key component of Silly Putty. The ingredients in this Silly Putty, the dimethyl polysiloxane, is used in the fryer oil for the French fries. This is an anti-foaming agent. You're eating it in your French fries, and you're eating it in your deep fried chicken sandwich. So what I should do is I should take the Silly Putty, just wrap French fry in the Silly Putty, and that is essentially what you are eating at Burger King with your French fries. But we're not done yet. Let's talk about the chocolate shake first. 19 ingredients in here, many of which you would expect. There's milk, there's cream, there's sugar, which is usually high fructose corn syrup. But there are two ingredients that stand out in here that are a big problem. The first of these is propylene glycol. This is a food grade form of ethylene glycol, and both of these are used as de-icers and antifreezes. So ethylene glycol is antifreeze. Propylene glycol is used as a de-icer for plane wings and for RVs. Propylene glycol is not necessarily known to be harmful for humans, but why would you want to eat a de-icer? It's just more proof that this is a science experiment. The last ingredient in here is something that actually really worries me and can very much damage your gut. It's called carrageenan. It's a very long word that's difficult to spell. But there are multiple studies, including this one from 2024, that show that carrageenan and its breakdown products like polygenin, which are shorter fragments of this sulfated polysaccharide, can be directly inflammatory to the gut. Most of this research is in animal models, but there is research in humans, and there is growing concern that carrageenan and polygenin, which occurs naturally as carrageenan breaks down in foods, are inflammatory to your gut. Though this food tastes delicious, you don't feel good afterwards, you're irritable, you don't sleep well, and most Americans are fat, sick, and unhealthy. It's really too much, guys. And last but not least, we've got the High C Freezy. It's now melted. Outside, I promised you the strawberry Freezy, but the High C Freezy also has Red 40 in it. I said there was a dye in here that's banned in California. That's Red 40. It's linked with behavioral issues in kids. Throughout this video, you've probably heard children screaming. There are a few kids in here having behavioral issues because if they're in Burger King, they're eating this shit, and they probably have behavioral issues potentially related to the foods they're eating. This is crazy to me. Why are we feeding our children food dyes that are known to be linked to increased attention issues, ADHD, and behavioral problems? Those of you who are parents have probably seen this. Your kids might be well-behaved sometimes, but when you take them to Burger King or you give them junk food, they turn into misbehaved humans. And that is a problem. And it certainly may be related to the food additives. So why is Red 40 still legal in other states? I don't know. Maybe you're an adult and you're eating these things and you like this and you think, huh, I don't feel so good after I eat this. I have trouble focusing at work. My attention span is off. I'm irritable. It certainly could be the food dyes like Red 40 in here, which are problematic for humans. Both of these contain large amounts of processed sugar, things like pure sucrose, but the cheaper option is high fructose corn syrup. And if you're familiar with high fructose corn syrup, I don't need to tell you that there are many, many studies linking this with worsened glucose tolerance, increased insulin resistance, and all sorts of problems in the human body. In contrast to processed sugars like sucrose, table sugar, and high fructose corn syrup, fruit and honey do not cause inflammation in the human body. They do not worsen diabetes. There are multiple studies showing that when you eat an apple or even cloudy orange juice, fresh squeezed orange juice, your glucose tolerance improves. You are more insulin sensitive. There is decreased inflammation. There is decreased oxidation in the human body with naturally occurring sugar and the compounds that occur in fruit and honey. So, simple solution, you can drink fresh squeezed orange juice or have milk with honey, especially raw organic honey, and that is going to affect your body completely differently than a high C orange freezy or a chocolate milkshake from Burger King. So there is an easy way to have something sweet that is much healthier for humans. It makes so much sense from an evolutionary context as well. As I promised you at the beginning of this video, let's think about this. How could you make these things at home? Potatoes minus the silly putty dressing. You can make that at home. Get some potatoes, cut them up, put them in the oven with a little bit of tallow and salt. A chicken sandwich. You can buy a chicken breast. You can grill it. You can cook it in a pan. Don't cook it in seed oils. Cook it in tallow. You can add real cheese to it. You can make a sourdough bun with three ingredients. You can add lettuce and tomato. You can make a chicken sandwich like this. You can use a spicy homemade sauce with jalapeno peppers and natural olive oil easily. You can make spicy food like this in a much healthier manner. You can make a Whopper at home. High quality bun, lettuce, tomato, real cheese, a burger that is cooked on a grill that doesn't have canola oil in the salt and pepper seasoning. You see where I'm going with all this, guys? And I'm gonna say something strongly. Making all this at home would be cheaper. Is it going to take more time? Yes. Are you disciplined enough to make your own food? Because that will pay massive dividends long-term. If the answer is no, if you're not disciplined enough to make your own food and you choose to eat at Burger King, that is your sovereign right as a human, but I fear that your health will suffer long-term. So the choice is yours. For years and years, Burger King hid what was in their food. And now we know, and it's just frankly scary. Is it worse than what's in other fast food restaurants? A little bit. I've never seen a sandwich that had 120 different ingredients. McDonald's isn't good, Chick-fil-A isn't good, Burger King is not great. You don't have to be perfect. Don't let perfect be the enemy of good. If you eat Burger King once a quarter, it's not gonna kill you. If you're in a pinch, all right, fine. But Americans eat 60% of our diets as processed food today. Do you think this might be contributing to our epidemic of obesity? 70% of us are obese or overweight. Diabetes is skyrocketing. Cancer is skyrocketing. Dementia is skyrocketing. Erectile dysfunction is skyrocketing. Infertility is skyrocketing. You guys, it's kind of coming from things like this. And so here's what I'll leave you with. If you improve the quality of the foods you're eating, your health will improve. Single ingredient foods and foods that your great grandmother would recognize, this is how you become healthy. Eat Burger King too much, you will become unhealthy, you will become sick, and you will regret it. It's just not worth it. Single ingredient foods and high quality foods your ancestors recognize taste amazing, they're cheaper, they require discipline, but that is how you become healthy long term. If this content is helpful for you, please let me know in the comments and let me know what fast food restaurants or what restaurants in general you'd like me to expose next. I'll see you guys in the next video.